If you stumble across a little brass plaque on a walk in Prague's old town next week, then the chances are it'll be a Kámen zmizelého, Stone of the Vanished. The project, organised by the Czech Union of Jewish Students, will eventually see stones commemorating victims of the Holocaust embedded in pavements all over the capital. The idea comes from Germany, as does the man making the memorials, Günter Demnig, but the project coordinator at the Czech end is Petr Mandl. Rosie Johnston met him on Wednesday morning to ask first about the name of the project.
I would translate it as Stones of Vanished. The original name is Stolpersteine in German, which is more, translation would be Stumbling Stones, but it's very hard to translate, and the meaning, the project is a bit different in Czech Republic. So.
What sort of scale is this project on, and does this link into a larger European network of these Stones of the Vanished?
So of course, I mean, we wanted to... to Prague to be part of this international project. As you know, it's already had been done in many European countries, and now in Prague we are starting with first 10 stones, and it's meant to be in the future approximately 30 stones per year. We'll see how it will be going.
Okay, and I hear that these stones you might actually have to look quite hard to find. They're not going to be massively evident landmarks across Prague.
Yes, of course, the one of the ideas of the project is to personificate the historical event of Shoah, of Holocaust, on stories of people who were murdered in it. So, of course, it cannot be massive. It cannot be put down the pavements massively on every corner.
And so if you were to go hunting for these stones, where more or less would you find these first 10?
Well, the first stones will be put in the old town, in the old Jewish town, where many Jewish people lived. But in the future, the most Jewish inhabitants were in Vinohrady, so there will be many stones as well.
And who is funding this project?
It's funded by private sponsors and donors. And as well, those people who want to dedicate the stone to their family share the costs.
The project sort of gets underway or is properly unveiled later this month. So there are none of the stones yet in place, but what will they look like, maybe for people who won't come to Prague and won't see them?
So the stones, they are concrete cubes, 10 centimeters each, or not in a metric, 4 inch. And then there is a sheet of brass put on with a writing where it's put... here lived the name of a person, the date of birth, and the date of transport where he was deported, and the date of the place and date where he was murdered.
Petr Mandl, Czech coordinator of the Kámen zmizelého project, speaking there to Rosie Johnston. Now on Radio Prague, another chance to hear Jan Velinger's trip to Mladá Boleslav.